Okay, how we doing today? Obviously, it was our first opportunity to be out on the field, and it was exciting. I think it was exciting for our staff and for our players. I think for everybody in the organization, because finally, I think our players got to see 2 weeks of being in a weight room and working extremely hard and being in a classroom and paying attention to detail, and then having a chance to go out on the field and test that a little bit. And I think the guys are working extremely hard. They're working at it. They're doing exactly what we as a staff has asked them to do. And I think that part's exciting. Now, obviously, it's one practice and we have a long ways to go, but I truly enjoy the enthusiasm, the camaraderie of the players, their focus, and exactly what we're trying to accomplish. I think the coaches have done an outstanding job of trying to prepare them to get ready. And again, for first practice, it was one of the better practices that I've been around. But we understand that it's one day, and as I've said many times, we're just going to kind of keep putting our head down and grinding at this thing, because we have a long way to go and a lot to do. But it was fun, again, to get our players out on the grass and having a chance to evaluate our team in a different setting other than the weight room and the classroom. And truly, today is what we really do, which is play football. You know, I've said from day one, you know, it's really the same. Robert's very talented. And, you know, obviously he did some good things, but he has a lot of things, just like a lot of our players do, to clean up. It was one practice. But, again, it was a good start. I think it was a good start for all, not just him, but for all the quarterbacks and a lot of guys on our football team today.
I might have missed him out there. What was Joe Thomas?
Joe Thomas is a new dad, so yeah, he had a, and he should be the one to tell you guys all this, but he just had a little boy, and he's holding his brand new infant right now, so he has every reason to be gone, you know, the right reason to be gone, and I wish him and his family the best. What a great experience to be having a young son.
A lot of talk, of course, about, you know, as you're watching, you know, RG3 out there, there's a lot of talk that that you guys, you know, might, you know, trade your pick. What are your thoughts on, you know, the quarterbacks coming out in the draft? Are you still excited maybe about those guys? You know, I know you said you're going to draft one of them, but what can you tell us about the outlook?
Well, I'll leave that one to Sashi. You know, he'll I'm sure later in the week you guys have a great conversation with him, but I feel real good about where we are in our draft process. I feel real good about, you know, the guys that are on our football team and the potential to add players to our football team. And obviously there are some talented players in this draft, and we're still in our process and still figuring out, you know, our direction. But again, Sashi is the person you can really talk to about that.
What was your reaction to the Blockbuster trade? Obviously, the team moved ahead of you.
Well, I mean, it's again, those are the things that's going to happen. I don't think I reacted one way or the other, you know, because so many things are probably going to happen before the draft, you know. So we just to kind of stay true to our process and keep evaluating and keep working. And, again, our focus is not really about what other teams do, about what we do and how we're going to continue to put this team together. So, again, Sashi and Andrew and Paul and our organization has done a great job. We're still in our process, and we'll continue to do so until that time comes.
You said that signing Robert Griffin III does not at all impact what you will do in the draft. Can you tell me why not? And is there anything that Robert could do that would impact what you do in the draft?
No, because this time right now is truly about evaluating the players that are here, and the draft is something separate. You know, I think everybody will be excited once the draft day come and the players that we have the opportunity to put on our football team, you know. And I know everybody's talking about Robert, but there's Josh and there's Austin and there's Connor. You know, we have four guys here that we're going to continue to give reps to and evaluate. And I don't think it's truly about just one player. So as I've said before, I don't want to make this always about Robert. He is a very talented player. And he'll continue to get better each and every day. But I've said before, I don't think that's going to determine what we decide to do in this draft. This draft is going to kind of take care of itself. Like I said, what I'm excited about is when the draft day comes that we have an opportunity to add some really good players to our team and continue to get better.
Quarterbacks, or do you feel like over these next, I'm talking about the draft prospects,
mm-hmm.
or do you feel like, you know, do you need to set up any more visits or private workouts or anything like that before April 28th?
Well, I feel very good about where we are, about where we are in our process, that we've done enough to have an opinion when the time comes to make one. Again, there's good players out there, and there's going to be some very worthy candidates, but again, you know, that's still 2 weeks away, you know, and we're getting closer, but we're still a little ways away from having to really nail it all down.
You have been very honest with us about needs that you feel this team has.
Mm-hmm.
In these last few weeks today, are there any more needs that sort of showed their face or reared their head or anything that you felt better about?
I felt better about our guys being on the field, you know, and running around and competing a little bit. But taking care of each other and practicing, I think those things haven't changed. Again, you know, our football team is got one thing on their mind, trying to improve. And my number one job is to improve the players that are here first, and then to be you know, help and assist in the draft the best I can with Sashi and the rest of the group, so that we continue to get better. But collectively, we need to get better everywhere. You know, I just think that's the number one goal. I mean, when you look at the record we've had in the past, you know, there's nothing to sit there and say, okay, it's perfect. We all know that. And I think our players understand it, and our coaches do too, and our organization does as well. So we're trying to get better at every place as we continue to move forward. But first, you know, it's coaching this team and getting this team to understand what it takes to win. You know, and I'll keep saying it because I tell them all the time that our number one goal is to win, and we're going to do whatever it takes to continue to work to win, and I think our guys understand that.
When you say that the trade you don't have a real reaction to the trade, what if the Rams trade it up and take the guy you guys want?
Then they do. I mean, because we can't stop it. I mean, at the end of the day, the Rams are going to do what they feel they need to do, and the Browns are going to do what we feel we need to do. And again, there's no exact science, as you guys know, to all of this. It's going to unfold as it's going to unfold. And if I know Sashi, he's prepared and ready for anything that can happen, you know, over the next couple weeks up to and through the draft. That's just the way you have to be, and that's the way you have to play it, because we don't get to truly control your own destiny that way. You got to kind of, you know, you got to go with it a little bit and understand what's happening and work from there. And I'm sure we'll do that.
I know it's only one practice, but how do you decide who gets which reps at quarterback and how you divide those and who goes at the ones and twos and that kind of thing?
Well, we have a plan in place. And, you know, the goal is about evaluating everybody. And you've seen every quarterback out there took reps, and we're going to give them all reps, you know. And, again, this is a voluntary minicamp. It's our first chance to see them all, and I've been very forthcoming with our players that we're going to give them all an opportunity, and we've done that. I'm not so much worried about who goes out there first, who goes out there second. It's too early for that. I think what's most important is that our guys just keep working and doing everything they can to be prepared and practice as well as they can play, you know, because, again, this is just another evaluation process for us right now.
Have you seen – I know it's only one practice, but in these 2 weeks, anything from – Cameron Irving to make you confident he could take over for Alex Mack?
Well, I think it's a little too early. You know, I think obviously, you know, Cam has some ability and some characteristics that we love, and we're going to continue to coach him and get him better. I think he's worked his tail off, you know, to come back here prepared and willing to accept the challenge. But again, I mean, I'm sure if you talk to our players, each and every one of them going to tell you they're just going to put their head down and work as hard as they can, and they're not going to get worried about what's this or what's that right now. I think it's way too early to worry about those things, but I think all of our players understand to be a part of this organization, this football team, you got to compete, and you got to become the best that you can become at your position.
We have three guys, Danny Shelton, Martinez Mingo, and Cam Irving came in, and they talked about the work that they've done in the offseason in the weight room to adjust their weight. How much of that was driven by them, and how much of that was driven by, maybe not you, but your staff to get them to, I mean, seems like pretty significant change, and a guy like Mingo, we've been asking him about his weight for like 3 years now, so.
Well, I think our job is to assist a player and to help him be everything he can be and to help them come up with a plan. But at the end, the players have to do the work. And the three guys you mentioned, they've worked extremely hard, you know, but there's a long road to go. And there's a start and a finish to everything. And I think they've gotten off to a good start. And they got to continue to grow and get better and continue to work at the things they're working at. But, again, I give all the credit to the players because they have spent the time doing the work. You know, our job is just to try to create the environment and give them the necessary resources that they need to get better in those areas.
As much as you can get into it, going back to the draft, what are your feelings, thoughts on sticking it to perhaps getting a talented player or it could be a franchise quarterback versus a trade down?
Again, I'm going to let you direct that question at Sashi, you know, because I think he's the best to answer those questions. I think collectively we have a lot of different thoughts, but I think we have very singleness of purpose of how we're trying to go about our process, and that's where we are.
Can you say if you guys have reached a consensus on which of those top two quarterbacks, if you did decide to take one at number two, have you guys decided, yes, we'd like one or the other, and I know you can't tell me which one. Do you know which one you guys like?
Well, I think it's still early. You know, I think, again, the draft is still a little ways away. And again, I think you guys can appreciate and understand that you do all the work you can up and to and through, and there's still things that you'll find out and know more about as you go. You know, the one thing I really appreciate about our executive staff that way is that we're searching high, low, under, over, everywhere we can to get all the information we can to make the best decision, you know, for our organization. It's not just about, you know, hurrying up, you know, and doing this or doing that. We're going to work this, you know, at every angle that we can so that we can do the right thing for our football team and our organization.
You know, we can talk to you about Rob Pryor and where he may or, you know, may not fit. You said you were still trying to work through that a little bit today. What were your impressions of him, seeing him out there running around, catching balls?
He's big and tall and fast. You know, he did some good things today. He really caught the ball better. I mean, he looks a little bit more natural playing receiver than what I would think. And, again, he's just learning. And, again, and you guys can probably hear me say this a lot. You know, he understands that he's got work to do, and he's just putting his head down and working. You know, and that's kind of a theme of ours, you know, that there's nothing to talk about right now. It's really about work and working hard. But he's one of the young men who really dedicated himself to trying to improve himself in an area to give himself the best opportunity to be a part of this football team.
Coach, Dumar mentioned that it's early in the process with everything. It's early in evaluating.
Absolutely.
This whole first week. But what are you and your staff looking for out of these guys?
Improvement. Keep putting good days together, because that's what it's truly all about. You have to get better every time you walk in the classroom, every time you walk in a weight room, every time you walk out on the field. It's about getting better. So that's what we're looking for. So we've had a starting point in the weight room, and we think we've gotten better. We've had a starting point in the classroom, and we think we've gotten better. We had one practice today, and hopefully we can stack another good one on top of that. And that's all we can do right now.
Drafts now in various capacities. You just mentioned your executive staff. What is different about this draft?
For me, the approach is because I think we really spend the time dissecting it all. Normally, there's a executive area that they make all the decisions. You don't know. You come at the last second. They say, this is how it is, and you go with it. I think what's different is that we've done a great job of collaborating and talking it out. We spent a lot of weekends here, a lot of time together, and that's the fun part of it, because there's some great questions and things that come up. And again, Sashi has done a tremendous job of taking input and listening. You know, part of being really good at what you do, whether it's the head coach or any leadership role, is being able to listen. And the thing I love about him, there's no ego involved. It's all about what's best for our organization and our football team. And that's where everybody is right now. And I think I've said it before, we're all joined at the hip, because we have one thing in mind, is trying to get this organization better so we can win. Because at the end of the day, it's truly what it's all about, just winning.
Can I just ask one more draft question? Do you guys, have you guys reached a consensus on who you think the Rams are going to take with that first pick?
No, because again, I mean, you don't know. I mean, we can all put names in a hat and try to draw them out and hope, you know, it comes out that way. But you really don't know until they make the pick. It may, hopefully, if it get closer, maybe somebody will say that's who they're taking. But that's not our concern. You know, again, they're going to do what they're going to do, and we have to do what we do and the best we can. And again, as you guys know, you got to have a lot of different play, a lot of different scenarios on how this could go, how that can go. But those are discussions that you start to have as it gets closer, you know. And again, and I'm sure we'll have them. I mean, Sashi will be on top of everything when the time comes to make sure we make the right decision.
Last one, what were your thoughts on the league denying Josh Gordon reinstatement, and where does he stand now with the team?
You know, again, the league has, you said it, they've denied it. So me really talking about Josh at this point is not beneficial to us. You know, again, it's still in the league's hand. We all know he's a very talented player, and we wish him well, and we want him to do what he needs to do to get his career back on track, you know, because of his talent and the type of person he is. I don't think Josh is a bad guy at all, you know, but I think at the same time, he has to do what he needs to do to get himself back in the good graces of the National Football League. And then when that time comes, hopefully we'll have an opportunity to sit down and talk to him about what his future could be.